Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, back with you on a Monday night. Glad you could be with us on our South Florida High School's football radio show, sports show. We do it all. And our first show, first live show of the year. Glad you could be with us up until 9 o'clock this evening. As I mentioned, over the weekend, Under Armour took place up state. And now they will have the Navy All-American game coming up on Saturday in San Antonio. It used to be the Army All-American game. We have a few players involved in it, but we have the head coach of the East team, somebody who's done an awesome job at American Heritage Plantation the last 2 years with state championships. We welcome in head coach Mike Smith. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that I'm getting you at a tough time, but what a rewarding time it is for you and Amari Nugent and Coach Porter and yourself and getting an opportunity to go out and participate in a game like that. First of all, a happy new year to you, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Same to you, Larry. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a tremendous honor to be, be chosen to coach in this game. And, you know, Coach Porter's out here with me as well, and Amari Nugent. You know, we got a couple other local guys. Nick Lanier is out here. Wesley Wynn from St. Andrews is out here. So, you know, it's a tremendous honor for all of us to be chosen for, you know, to be a part of this game.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing I did notice in last year, Coach, they added underclassmen to the game. And I Right. don't know if that was intentionally because of the fact of the NIL, but I did notice being up at Under Armour this week that more and more 2027 underclassmen were there and were playing. And I don't know if that has anything to do with the NIL, but I would imagine as we get more into it, it probably will, because of the fact that, you know, as well as I do, and within the 10-day span, these kids that you have there, plus the ones that I just saw, will be on campus at colleges. Yeah. And, you know, much like Malachi last year and Mark and, you know, a lot of the players that you've had, do you see that the NIL kind of will morph these games into maybe junior or underclassmen games eventually?
Well, I coached in the game 3 years ago when we had Mark and Ennis. And really, you started to see signs of it then with guys that had been chosen to play in the game, but were already on campus. So we were actually changing the roster as the week went on, when we found out more and more guys were going to be on campus and they couldn't be a part of the game. So I think that's exactly why the game has gone to more underclassmen, because, you know, now everybody wants a kid to early graduate. Plus you have NIL money and all that. So, yeah. You know, it's kind of opened the door for the underclassmen at this point, you know, because I mean, you know, look at it. You got guys at the University of Miami right now that were playing high school and yeah. They're already on campus. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why the game has gone this direction. It almost had to go this direction because of, you know, the early enrollment in the NIL. But that's, you know, that seems to be, you know, the way that this is going to go now.
Yeah, and it is sort of the nature of the beast. And you know, like I, you know, sat down with a lot of the coaches, and you know, there's a lot of coaches from all over the country at these games, and they all have differing opinions. But at the end of the day, if, you know, you're paying a young man to go, you know, X amount of dollars, you want, the objective is to get him on campus for him to compete for depth in the first, Absolutely. You know, by the spring. Because if you notice last year, and I said this during the spring game when everybody was asking me about Malachi, I said, well, look, he's playing a key role now in the spring game. So that kind of means that this is where they want him to be. They want him to be ready when summer comes. And you know what? If you're paying the money, and I understand, because I'm not getting into that, because that's a whole different pay scale for me.
So. Right.
But I'm just saying, I understand. Okay. If that's the direction we're going, then I understand. But at these games too, you get an opportunity to coach some elite kids. I mean, you know, you're around a lot of top flight players, and especially South Florida, we have a huge advantage, because no matter what week you're in, you're going to be playing somebody who's going to be playing on Sundays eventually. So for you to be in this situation with Coach Porter, as you mentioned, talk about that, because I think that's a great opportunity, because you're going to see kids, and you're going to coach kids, and you're going to be around kids for this week that are elite, but nothing you've not seen before.
Right, but it's just the experience of being around, you know, people outside of our South Florida bubble, you know what I'm saying? Just to coaches included, like that's the part that I enjoy about it, you know, is that you know, my coaching staff, it's me and Coach Porter, and then, you know, it's guys that are from outside the state. So, you know, we got to kind of pick each other's brains, kind of, you know, we kind of see that we all got the same things going on, but on different scales. And, you know, and then you get around some of these kids, and especially now for the underclassmen, they get a real opportunity to see what else is out there, what they're actually competing against. You know, right. We do have elite talent in South Florida, but it kind of gives you a big picture of you know, what else is out there. And again, you know, the level of competition that some of these other states are playing at. So, you know, I take it as a learning experience and just, you know, again, I get to pick the brains of some of the top high school coaches in the country and they're doing a lot of great things. And I have a really good staff right now that I'm actually learning a lot from. So, you know, it's a good week. It's a fun week for the kids, but for me, I just, like I said, I'm blessed to be given this opportunity to be around so many elite people.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Smith's our head coach from American Heritage Plantation. Let's talk about this season. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the state championship game, and I kind of reflect back to when you and I were talking on the auxiliary field over there at PAL before the plantation game when it was raining and there was kind of a lightning delay, and you were kind of down in the dumps because of the way things were happening injury-wise. You lost a couple players, and certainly at that time, you know, you really didn't know what was going to happen. You have your schedule was crazy. And we talk about, you know, out of state. I mean, you opened up with St. Joseph, Pennsylvania. You play Edna Carr, Louisiana, which ended up finishing, in the top eight in the country. So you've had a crazy schedule and how things worked out. Talk about that, because you guys started playing well at the right time. You know, you rebounded after a loss and didn't win the district, which was kind of new. But at the same time, you guys became the underdogs, which was kind of different for this program. Talk about that and, you know, how this team came together and ended up winning yet another state championship.
You know, you look back on it and it was tough. It was definitely tough at times. It was a roller coaster ride of a season. But I think a lot of that stuff happened for a reason. You know, I really do. I feel like being in that position going into the playoffs and not being the favorite, not being talked about, you know what I'm saying? Kind of being the, you know, it sounds kind of crazy for us, but kind of being the forgotten man going in, you know, it kept the kids focused. It kept the coaches focused. I mean, I knew what I had as in that locker room. I knew the type of kids I had. I knew how resilient they were. It was just a matter of us getting healthy and then getting a little bit of rhythm. And then, you know, I go back to Leon Strader that for him, it was just understanding our system and gaining confidence with the group around him. And he played his best ball in the playoffs. And that was a huge part of, you know, the success that we had as well. I keep talking about, you know, the way that we scheduled, but the adversity is necessary a lot of times. The adversity is necessary because it hardens the kids. And, you know, when you're going through it and you're like, well, it's going to pay off in the end, and you kind of question whether it is or it isn't. But I've seen it now for two seasons that scheduling hard has really given these kids a resolve and really has molded them heading into the playoffs that it doesn't matter what kind of momentum, you know, momentum swings happen in college or in high school football all the time, you know, and our kids don't flinch at that point. There's nothing that we haven't seen. I mean, you know, we go to Choctaw and they're talking about, oh, it's going to be a pretty tough environment. Well, we played in the Superdome. So, you know, and the field was wet. And okay, well, we played on a wet field at Plantation and at Flanagan. So, you know, I just like the kids to be prepared for every situation. And you know, when the real money games come in the playoffs, then I know that they're going to be ready no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, 100%. And I kind of harken back to your quote at the you know, when I was standing there at FIU and, you know, somebody asked you about, well, you lost four or five times and da, 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 and you said, I'll take five losses any day if we sit here with this trophy. And I agree. I agree. I mean, right. because I mean, you went right from St. Joe's to play St. Thomas and Chaminade, and as you said, Edna Carr, and you played some of the toughest teams, and certainly you guys came outstanding. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Happy New Year to you. Please have a great time. Congratulations. Tell Coach Porter I said hello, and good luck this week. We'll be watching.
Appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
Good stuff. Mike Smith, head coach of American Heritage Plantation, who is the head coach of the East team out there in the Navy All-American Bowl. They have a dinner tonight, so I'm glad that he took time out before they went for the team dinner. What a great opportunity that they're going to have out there.